Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan last week played down concerns about the dollar's weakness against other currencies. He said the dollar's decline would help close the U.S. trade gap. But some people say the weaker dollar is a symptom of a larger problem. David Wessel is deputy chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau. He compares the country's fiscal condition to a family relying on a well-worn, low-interest rate credit card.
We consume more than we make. We invest more than we save. That's why we have to import so much from the rest of the world, both in terms of goods and services, but I think more importantly in terms of money. Every day, foreigners send us $1.5 billion that they invest in our banks and our T-bills, stocks, and companies, and the U.S. economy is addicted to that borrowing.
What's wrong with that? That sounds good, we're getting all this stuff in.
Actually, at the moment, it's a pretty good deal. Interest rates are very low, and we are like a family with a low-interest credit card. The problem is, just like the bank won't let you charge unending amounts of money on your MasterCard, it can't go on forever.
Well, economists have said that for years.
That's absolutely right. And the end might not happen soon. There's really no way to know. But there are some warning signs that foreigners may feel that they've sunk just about enough of their savings into the U.S. economy, the main one being the weakness of the U.S. dollar on foreign exchange markets. And if the lending from abroad slows down, then it's going to be painful for the U.S. We're going to see higher interest rates. We're going to have to tighten our belts some.
So how could this play out?
Well, I think there's two ways this might play out. There's a bad way and a good way. The bad way is we have some financial market crisis. The dollar plunges. Stock and bond markets collapse. The president convenes a budget deficit reduction summit. And the U.S., if it doesn't fall into recession, ends up in something quite like a recession that accomplishes the rebalancing of the world economy that has to take place. Basically, we got to save a little more and buy a little more of our homemade goods, and the foreigners got to stop relying so much on exports, and they need to buy more of U.S.-made goods. The alternative strategy is some combination of government policies that more smoothly accomplish this end. It would include a lower dollar, as we've seen. It would include the European Central Bank cutting interest rates a little bit. It would include the U.S. government finally coming to terms with its deficit, and it would be some changes in Japan and Europe that would encourage consumers there to buy a little more, particularly of our goods.
I'm thinking of the political ramifications of the first option, holding a budget reduction summit, could be useful in quieting the president's critics that he's letting the deficit get out of hand. On the other hand, it could show that they're not in charge, that they need to have a summit to talk about this. Isn't that something that any president would feel he could handle internally?
Yeah, I think what would have to happen before there was any kind of a budget summit where the president would really consult with the Democratic leaders in the Congress as well as the Republicans is some big crisis. Financial markets have a way of creating crises for presidents. And if you're in a situation where you're so dependent on financial markets to keep your economy going, in this case, dependent on the kindness of foreigners, then if the foreigners turn against you and you have a financial market crisis, the pressure on the president is to, for God's sakes, do something. And that sometimes leads to these compromises that can't be forced any other way.
Could there be some economic phenomenon that would occur that would bail us out of this problem?
Yes. We could get lucky and grow our way out of this problem. If we are really on the cusp of another big burst of productivity, we could see another boom like the late 1990s. If that happened and it lasted for a couple of years, the economy grows faster than the experts now project, throws off a lot of tax revenue, you have a lot easier option. You can shrink your deficit by growing. It doesn't seem like a good bet to count on that, but it sure is something to hope for. The most likely scenario, seems to me, is we muddle through a while longer and then something changes. Either there's some little mini shock in the financial markets, and that makes government officials change their ways, or there's some combination of policies that help us steer out of this dilemma. But it's not going to happen automatically. Something painful is going to happen. The question is whether it's a little bit of pain administered by our governments or a lot of pain administered by the financial markets.
David Wessel is deputy chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau.